Hare Krishna. Today is Vasant Panchami, Saraswati Puja, appearance of Raghunanda Thakur, Raghunath Das Goswami, disappearance of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, appearance of Vishnu Priya Devi, and Pundarik Vidyarini. It's a really amazing day. And interestingly enough, it's Vasant Panchami, at least on my calendar, which must mean Hungary. Tomorrow it's Vasant Panchami with the Brijbasis here in Vrindavan. And I got the news that on the 14th in Mayapur is Vasant Panchami. So all glories to our calendar system. At least we can celebrate Vasant Panchami three times. And hours could be spent glorifying these great souls who enrich our Gaudiya Sampradaya, their birth, their appearance, disappearance, their activities, services. Krishna says, Janma Karma Chamedivyam. If you remember my birth and activities, then Chaktva Deham Punaj, you don't take birth again. The same is can be said for these personalities, even more so, that if we know their birth, if we remember the nature of their activities, then we become equally benefited. So these appearance, disappearance days take place on a daily basis, and sometimes we acknowledge them, maybe sometimes we don't. And when we do, we say jai. But our sadhana, this observances, remembrance is part of our sadhana. Our sadhana means to chant and hear about Krishna, to be absorbed, to remember Krishna. But here is a part of the remembrance. This is an udipan, it's an inspiration, so that we can remember these great personalities. Because by doing so, Gauranga Sangi Maginitya Siddha Karimani, just by hearing their names, just by having faith in them, just by hearing of their pastimes, then Brajabhumi Bhas. Then one is able to take birth as a Brijbasi, such as the power of these great souls. Otherwise, we're engaged. What about our own janma? When we have our own birthday, we may make, or others may make, quite a big thing out of it. It's not just a passing drive. And our karma takes so much of our time and energy. We take all these things so seriously. We have so many things to do. But do those things facilitate our liberation in the same way that's facilitated by the remembrance of these great personalities? So let's not neglect that. Today is a wonderful opportunity. This is going to be our last day here in Vrindavan. We're doing a parikrama out to Javat. We'll post pictures. I suspect our devotees are participating in the spring festival and dressing accordingly in yellow clothes. And while remembering Srimati Radharani, we'll also not fail to remember these associates of hers, and by the grace of Goddess Saraswati, Saraswati Puja. Saraswati gives us knowledge, ultimate transcendental knowledge, by which we can understand the science to make our path to Radha and Krishna the easiest possible. Ayi vrindaranya taritam vihasevana para. This is the prayer that devotees have been learning and memorizing, praying to Sri Vrindavan to show us that path, the easiest path to achieve the service of Radha and Krishna. And certainly marked element and part of that path is to remember the wonderful associates of the Lord who have very easily already attained that path, or that path is theirs to give. And if we pray to them, then they will certainly give their blessings and make our march back home, back to Godhead, so much easier. Hare Krishna.